It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Sweet Home Cannabama. I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner of Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile, and now open in West Mobile. You can find us at 558 St. Francis Street, Suite 1A in downtown on the corner of St. Francis and Warren, or you can now find us on Schillinger Road South between Grela and Cottage Hill at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. And we have a ginormous logo sign on the front of the building, and you cannot miss us. I think you can see us from a couple blocks away. I would like to say thank you to everybody who came out when we opened last week. We had a huge opening, and we've seen a steady stream of new people that have sort of avoided going downtown or couldn't get down there on time, and they're coming in, and we're really excited about that. We've got some new people that have already come over from Mississippi, and that's who we were hoping to be of service to, is those of you who live on that side of Mobile and can't get to downtown or don't like to go to downtown, and then our neighbors over across the line of Mississippi. So we worked really hard. The store is beautiful. Well, I'm very, very proud of how it turned out, and we are always ready from Monday through Saturday for now, 10 to 7, to answer all your questions, make you feel right at home, and give you the best CBD in the area. So you can find us at cannabama.com on Facebook and Instagram, and our phone number is 251-255-5155. Okay, enough about that. today we're going to be talking to Bill Mitchell and Mike Lancaster with Congan Water. And so, Bill, why don't you start and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in Orange Beach, Alabama for the last 20-plus years and had a cruise company down there and sold it a couple of years ago. And, of course, I didn't want to retire. I wanted to keep doing something. And so I ended up buying a Congan water machine because I had acid reflux and it went away when I drank the water. And lo and behold, I got more and more involved in it and got to help some people with their health. So now I guess that's what I'm doing. I sure love it, enjoying it.
Right. I think anytime you find a way to merge work that is necessary with the ability to help other people have better lives, there's really not any. I don't think you could ever go back to just regular old work after that. It probably keeps people moving. I know for me, even when I'm dog tired, when my eyes peel open, I'm ready to go again because it's just very rewarding.
Yeah, when you help people see a difference in their lives, it's different than going to a job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's tangible evidence that you are making a positive impact in the world. And there's something, I know for me, there's something in me that sort of feeds, and it's very, very fulfilling to me. Mike, why don't you tell us who you are?
Well, I live in Gulf Shores, and Bill got me into the Congan water about 4 months ago. I've had severe back problems all my life, and I started drinking the water, and 2 months later, my back literally healed up. The chiropractor told me I had a back of a 20-year-old now.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was because I was not getting the proper hydration. Literally, right. For 50 years, you know, I drank water, I drank Cokes, I drank beer, you name it, I drank it.
Right.
But it wasn't the proper hydration.
Right.
And I started on this water, and hey, I can walk again.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that your story was that I knew you had told me about your issues with your eyes, but I didn't realize your back problem was so bad.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Congan water, what is it?
Well, I think I'll start there.
Okay.
You know, Kangen water, just so you can visualize this, it starts out as normal tap water coming out of your sink, and then it runs through a machine on your counter that has a special filter in it. It filters out, you know, sediments, lead, chlorine, rust, bacteria, odors, all the bad stuff. But it does leave the minerals that you need, that
right.
your body needs. Some of you have heard of reverse osmosis or distilled water.
Right.
In Japan, they call those dead water. And the reason is there are no minerals. There are no nutrients. Everything bad has been removed from the water, but also everything good. It's completely stripped. It's zero.
Right.
So
kind of like with antibiotics.
Yes.
Everything in its path or chemo.
Yep. So you want to continue to get your minerals. It's critical. So if you take tap water and you put it through our Kangen water machine, the first it enters the filter, then it comes out of there and it goes into an electrolysis chamber. Now, this is like a box where inside there are titanium plates coated in platinum. It's not cheap to make these things, but when you add a strong electrical charge to that platinum-coated plate,
mm-hmm.
it actually separates the water, the hydrogen, from the oxygen, because
right.
water is H2O.
Right.
It can blow it apart and give you more oxygen on one side of the chamber and more oxygen or oxides. That's the rusting half.
Right.
You know, that's what causes metal to rust is oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
That goes down the drain, and then the tube that goes to your glass has more hydrogen. So it's basically hydrogen-rich water from electricity. And
right.
hydrogen is the strongest antioxidant on the planet.
Right, and we know from past shows here, because, you know, we talk about the antioxidants in whole hemp full-spectrum oils and why they're important, because basically, they help to fight the damage done by free radicals. Free radicals are what ultimately become things like cancer and disease in the body. And when you have enough antioxidants to fight them, that kind of keeps those things at bay. And because most of us are dehydrated and we are deficient in things like cannabinoids that we, you know, as humans have a whole system for, that's when the body starts getting sick. You don't have enough hydration. You don't have enough things like antioxidants to fight all of the free radicals that we put in our bodies every day. And, you know, we've talked about that, too, about how a lot of what is wrong with us health-wise is self-inflicted. Whether or not we realize we're doing it, we are doing it to ourselves. So understand how important antioxidants are to the health of the human body.
And they are also anti-aging, if you want to
Very
talk
good,
at the
yes.
vanity side of it.
Always.
That's what causes wrinkles. That's
yeah.
what causes organs inside of you to fail. As each cell gets bombarded by free radicals, your skin begins to sag. Your hair turns color.
Mm-hmm.
You lose the strength in your skin to be firm.
Right, and hair follicles too, and it falls
hair
out.
Hair follicles, yes. All of those things are involved when free radicals attack. So,
right, collagen.
You know, up until recently, the only way you could get antioxidants is through your food. And you would eat fresh blueberries. You hear blueberries have tremendous antioxidants. Well, that's true. I've got a meter that measures antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually millivolts.
Right.
And so you can measure older blueberries from a grocery store, and they'll be like minus 50, and fresh blueberries might be minus 200 millivolts.
Right, and so minus is good.
Minus is good in antioxidants, yes.
Yes. Okay, well, so a lot of times, probably grocery store vegetables, we're really not getting a whole lot out of those, right? Except the pesticides?
Well, They are much better than no vegetables.
Of course, of course. Yes, and you have to have calories and energy, but
and also
but a lot of
nutrition.
Times you get a lot more than you bargain for when it's sprayed and it's been depleted of those things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can measure the antioxidants and see they're going downhill as they age.
Right.
So the farmer's market sounds really good. Going to get fresh products from a place like Canabamas, too, is very important.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the idea for Kangen Water got started and a little more about what it does for the body.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. We are here with Bill and Mike talking about Kangen Water. We just talked about antioxidants. So moving forward, how did the idea for Kangen Water get started?
Well, the research for water ionizing goes back well over 100 years with the invention of electricity and things. It actually happens naturally in nature in a couple different places. One is when lightning strikes water, it actually ionizes the water and separates hydrogen from oxygen, which is pretty cool. Now, when you do that, it only lasts about 3 days before the hydrogen off-gases and it's gone. That's why with Kangen water, you have to drink it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The other place that it's been found is in high mountain streams. And as water tumbles over the rocks, there's friction, which causes an electrical current.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the recent research back in the 1950s, Russian scientists began studying the high mountain waters of the Himalayas because there were people like the Hunzas. You may have heard of the Hunza people.
Mm-hmm.
They were reported to be living and having children well into their hundreds.
No, thank you.
In fact,
I'm 40 and I'm
you're done.
I'm good.
Well, you got a lot of time left to play.
Yeah.
I even saw a special on TV years ago where they had a 96-year-old man walking up a mountain with a stick, and they said, you may wonder what this man is doing walking up the Himalayan mountains at 96 years old. And they said, well, the answer is simple. He's going to his grandfather's birthday party. So it's there was something to it, and they study their diets, and the only thing different about their diet was they ate a lot of salt, which confused me years ago. But I found out that regular rock salt is good for you, but table salt's bad for you. So
we love pink Himalayan salt at our house.
Absolutely.
And I keep it in the store too and let the employees use it because it tastes better to me, and I know I've done some reading on it.
Well, it has the minerals that your body needs.
Yes.
Where when you have any salt that's bright white, even if it says sea salt, it's been processed.
Right.
So when you process it, who knows what all's been done.
Right.
But you want raw salt. And they drink the high mountain stream water, and they put blocks, like six little cubes of salt in every glass of tea they make.
Ooh.
And it's like, wow. Well, they're getting lots of minerals without the bad things that table salt provide.
Right.
But so this research was done by the Russians. And what they found was high concentrations of hydrogen in the mountain streams. Now, we know today that that's the strongest antioxidant on the planet.
Right.
So it gave them, but at the time, back in the 50s and 60s and stuff, they didn't know a lot about hydrogen. They just found that. So antioxidants are anti-aging, and that's why their organs, including reproductive, were going over 100 years old. Well, the Japanese got a hold of this research back in the 60s and 70s. And about that time, Sony was becoming a huge corporation developing, circuit boards and video. Remember the Betamax and everything?
VHS.
So the technology was developed through some of the Sony employees to make a water ionizer that mimicked this high mountain water of the Himalayas.
Wow.
They were able to separate the hydrogen from the oxygen. They were able to kick up the antioxidant level. Well, back then they were getting minus 200 to 300, which is about where fruits and vegetables are.
Right.
Cod liver oil is fresh, is minus 350, and that's the strongest antioxidant that I know of, but you can't drink that stuff. It tastes terrible.
It's disgusting.
And by the way, the Kangen water started out at minus 200, 300, but now they keep adding more platinum plates and more electricity. And as the amperage goes up, they're able to get now as high as minus 800. So that's 3 to 4 times greater than a fruit or vegetable.
Right.
And you're just drinking the water.
Which is a whole lot less chewing and shopping.
And they named this water Kangen water. And Kangen, it's K-A-N-G-E-N, it means return to origin in Japanese. Right. So they were trying to go back to the way it originally was in the high mountain streamed. And the company that invented the Kangen water machine is called Enagic, kind of like magic with an Enagic. And it has been around for 45 years.
Wow.
It's a privately held billion, not million, billion-dollar company out of Japan with offices all over the world. In fact, hospitals all over Asia have these machines, and there's no doubt that it works, but it's fairly new to the U.S.
Of course, yes. Just like cannabis has been around forever, but it's all of a sudden it's new to everyone. Or the concept of cannabis not being, you know, stoner joints, you know, cognitive impairment and laziness and couch lock.
Well, we're kind of talking about the last 50, 60, 80 years, really.
Right.
Before that, cannabis was
of
a
course.
Known plant
we ate
with
it.
Medicinal
yes.
properties. So it wasn't until the pharmaceutical companies had to try to take over our health that we eliminated live plants.
And it's interesting, if you look at that period of time, at things that were happening in many industries, it makes so much sense why cannabis basically disappeared. Because it was Bayer had about that time invented aspirin, and the DuPont brothers had perfected a chemical process to make paper cheaply from trees instead of hemp paper. And William Randolph Hearst, who was a New York senator, also a newspaper baron, he owned all the newspapers and he owned a whole lot of trees. And so they that was when I think that's when the I'm drawing a blank. Maybe not the DEA, but one of those government agencies. Maybe it was
FDA?
The DEA.
Well,
no,
they
it was definitely
yet.
About drugs.
Okay.
But ATF. that was formed, and the government started really kind of overseeing what was considered an okay drug and what wasn't, and so in order to wipe out hemp and be able to implement these other things that they wanted to get rich off of, they lobbied the government. And then they propagandized us, and we all grew up believing that it was something that it is not. They did a very thorough job. A very thorough job.
Well, at the time,
even with millions
of
people that will tell you, it is 100% the only thing that helps me, people still think it's a bad thing. So anyway, yeah, it's the return to origin, I think, is really, really cool. Okay. So the Kangen water promotes healing. What makes it different from other healthy foods and herbs and supplements like cannabis?
Well, like our earth, our bodies are 75% water. Quite a coincidence. Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
Cannabis, herbs, oils, good foods can all do so much to heal the body.
Right.
But if we only focus on 25% of our body and we neglect 75%, we may never find the balance that we're looking for.
Right.
So many people struggle with health issues all their life, and often it is as simple as lack of hydration. It's amazing they just don't get enough good water. So it's imperative that we drink the best water and enough of it to be healthy.
Right.
Kangen water is high alkaline water. So it's very healthy. It helps to neutralize the acid in our bodies also.
Right. That's important because I know that when you do a lot of reading on a lot of diseases like cancer that sort of eat away at your health, if you alkalize the body, it cannot survive. And so when we're acidic, it allows those free radicals and things in the body to kind of run rampant. And then when we're not hydrated properly, we're not able to flush out what needs to come out.
Yeah, an acidic environment is a place where cancer is happy to live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can survive in an alkaline environment, but it has to put up a wall of protection. It
right.
kind of goes into hibernation
right.
with alkalinity.
It's not going to run rampant.
No, it can't really grow and flourish right. and spread and everything. So
right.
many of the naturopathic doctors will say, if you're going to battle cancer first, get your body alkalized. And the
right.
best way to do that is with fruits and vegetables, or in this case, with Kangen water, because you can drink a gallon a day of it
yeah.
and you have a huge impact on the acidity in your body.
Well, so how much water should you drink?
Well, of course, the more the better. But in general, if you want a rule to follow, use half your body weight in ounces per day. As
okay.
a minimum. So if you weigh 130 pounds, you need to drink 65 ounces, which is a half gallon.
Right.
If you're a 250-pound person, you should drink a gallon a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I know what many people who are listening are saying, oh, my gosh, I could never drink that
much
water.
I've never enjoyed water.
Right. And most people have a hard time
right.
with that much water. But you're going to find that Kangen water is quite different. Instead of sitting in your stomach and sloshing around waiting to digest, it absorbs quickly. Some of our top athletes in the world drink it and consume it. More, they consume more water, and then they can perform immediately. I know for myself, I can drink a 16-ounce glass, and within 5 minutes, it's gone. It
right.
absorbs into my system because it's high in hydrogen.
Right.
And hydrogen goes into your cells. It's the smallest molecule on the periodic table. So it goes straight into your cells instead of going through the digestive process.
Right. I got to test this because, you know, I've talked about it before. I have a damaged bladder. Holds about half as much as a normal female. And if I drink a bottle of water, I can't go anywhere for a while. And while we talked, I had 12 ounces of water, and I never got up to use the bathroom, and that has never happened in 16 years. So I'm real excited because I do stay dehydrated because I can't just sit around, you know, and go into the bathroom every 10 minutes. I have to stop drinking so I can function. And but then I run myself ragged, and I end up with cramps. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk more about Kangen water and how it applies to using CBD.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back. We are here with Bill Mitchell and Mike Lancaster, who are with Kangen Water. We've been discussing what it is and kind of why it came to be, the idea behind it, and how it can be beneficial to the body. If the Kangen water is so good for you, why has no one heard of it?
Well, being in this
area. I know something else like that.
Yeah, cannabis.
Uh-huh.
Being in this area of the country, we're not usually the first to know about health trends.
No, we are not.
You know, but Canabama is attempting to change that, reverse
right.
people's mindsets. And that's why I think that the synergy of Kangen water with cannabis is going to be so powerful.
Right.
It's really going to help with that 75% of the body and hydration.
Right.
And then you add in the healing qualities of the cannabis, and it's going to get tremendous results. If Kangen water first came from Japan to the United States in 2003, and they opened an office in California, in L.A. Mm-hmm. And it is well known in California. In fact, I was out there, during the summertime, and I was talking to an Uber driver about it, and he goes, "Are you talking about Kangen water?" Because I was explaining ionized water, and I mm-hmm. said, "Yeah, I am." He goes, "My friends all have those machines, and they love it, but I could never afford one." He goes, "I need to get that, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
So I kept in touch with him, and he ended up buying one from a friend of his, and so he's all set. But people know about it. There's five-star restaurants that serve it in California because
right.
people don't want to drink tap water.
Right.
You know, so it's pretty popular. But we're just getting it here in Alabama and becoming knowledgeable. Within 5 to 10 years, everyone here will know about it.
Right.
It's just going to be – it's going to go quickly because – it works. Something
yeah.
that's been around for 45 years and has continued to grow all
right.
over the world, you know, it's not a scam. It actually has results. And if you think about it, if you get a machine and start drinking the water, just your family is going to reduce thousands of bottles going into our environment.
Right.
Just that alone, because you're refilling a sports bottle,
mm-hmm.
is an amazing fact that you could be a part of.
Right, right. We are looking forward to being able to make feasible plastic bottles for, especially for water, out of hemp plastic, because if you throw it out the window, it will disintegrate in 60 days. And
wow.
wherever it lands, that soil will be better for it once it dissolves and biodegrades. And so it's not going to fill up the oceans and be in our bodies because it totally breaks down. But I think from what I've read, they're having some struggles with trying to figure out how to make it stable and not have them start to biodegrade while it's sitting on the grocery shelf. That was my super dumbed-down version of that. But that there's a lot to be said about being able to reduce any kind of waste like that. I know the girls insist that we have recycling for plastic and stuff because we do have a lot of plastic containers. Especially, I think that's the ironic thing about cannabis products is they all come in plastic and plastic jars and plastic packaging and plastic tubing, and it seems a little bit ridiculous. But that's really the only thing we have besides glass.
And it's an evolution.
Right, of
you
course.
You know, you start.
Can't all do it in one day.
As it becomes more popular, they come up with better ways
right.
to ship it and produce it, you know.
It probably has a little to do with the fact that plastic water bottles are so thin that they wouldn't be hard to break down, whereas a hemp plastic car that's stronger than steel is going to be very thick, and you would probably have to give it a whole lot longer. So can I try the water first?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Jennifer has agreed to put machines in both of her stores.
Yes.
And give away the water. This is pretty cool, and I love her for this because, you know, we've talked and I've gotten to know her, and all she wants to do is help people. Even she says crazy things like, if I don't make a profit, I don't care as long as I help people. I'm like, Jennifer, you have to make a profit or you won't be helping people.
Only enough to pay my
yeah.
employees and keep the rent paid.
So I hope she becomes a millionaire because she'll give it all away. But, you know, what her plans are, and Mike and I are going to help with this, is put a machine in her store. And then if you guys come in, buy a bottle from her, which is a high-quality bottle, like BPA-free, or a tinted glass is even better.
Well, bring your own, because I'm only going to charge cost.
Yeah, but it's better if they have one that is a higher quality. And
right.
you're going to want a gallon or a 2.5-gallon jug.
Mm-hmm.
And if she recognizes that jug when you come in, then she will refill it for free as many times as you want.
Yeah.
Now, we have done this before in Colorado, and they ended up having a 3-gallon limit. And the reason was people were lined up down the street with water jugs
wow.
trying to get free water, and they wanted 5-gallon jugs. It took so long that people were, you know, getting cold, or in the summer
or
overheating
hot,
and hot.
Or late
and
for
so,
work.
Yeah, late for work. So if you would, you know, just limit it. She'll have 2.5 gallon, 3 gallon, 1 gallon jugs at the store. Buy one, you know, spend $15 on a good bottle, and then she'll refill it. One thing you'll need to do, though, is hydrogen off gases. It disappears, and you want it fresh. So by the third day, the hydrogen is gone, and the antioxidants are gone. And then all it is the same alkaline water that you can buy in a grocery store.
Right.
And it's alkaline, and that's good, but it isn't nearly as good as hydrogen.
Right.
So come every 2 days and refill your jugs. If you have 3 1-gallon jugs, or you and your wife, you want two, refill them.
And we're open 7 days a week, so there shouldn't be an issue with if you run out on a Saturday and need it on a Sunday.
That's awesome. And she'll see it's one of the jugs she sells. No question. Just fill it up. You'll be on your way. It can happen real fast in either store. We hope to have this by the end of next week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how everything goes with getting the sinks installed and, you know,
yes,
the logistics
we have
of it.
To do a little bit of work, but yeah, we want people to be able to come in and you know, if you don't need any products from the CBD store, that's okay. We're gonna try to locate it in a way that you can kind of bypass that counter and have somebody help you fill up your water and then be on your way, because we don't want to jam you up and we just want to have it available for you. And our hours, hopefully our hours will be compatible with the needs, but if we need have more hours, we will.
That's awesome. She just wants to love you guys and help you. And, you know,
you're embarrassing me.
That's how I got into this. I didn't really need the money, but I was giving the water away, and people coming back to me and they go, oh, my arthritis went away. And I'm like, what? You know?
Uh-huh.
And then they tell me, oh, my back pain
or
whatever.
You get hooked on that. You get hooked on that feeling of,
yeah.
I helped that. I helped them do that. Yeah.
So I decided I would promote it to some friends, then they promoted it, and I shared it with Mike, and then he had that wonderful response where his back pain went away after decades, and so he called Jennifer, and you know, that's how it goes out. So we just want to give you free water, doggone it. Come and get the free water, and if you can do this for 2 weeks, drinking a half gallon to a gallon a day, you will know. Either we're full of it, which isn't more than water,
and
or we're telling you,
you
the truth, and your body works. And you don't have to buy anything. Just come get free water.
So the reason why we want to give you the water is this. You can come in with any number of issues and start taking CBD oil, and when we figure out your serving, get you on a rhythm, it will definitely improve your quality of life, your health. It will make you feel better, sleep better, all that good stuff. But if you change nothing else and you're drinking and eating acid and you are putting processed chemicals in the body, you know, synthetic medications, those kind of things, you're basically putting in what you're trying to flush out, and you are end up in an endless cycle, especially when people come in and they have, you know, pretty bad autoimmune disease or extreme pain. I tell them, you know, consider cutting out processed foods, consider doing an alkaline diet or an anti-inflammatory diet, because there are certain foods that are much better for you. And anytime you add something, a new habit, or take away a bad habit, that compounds the effectiveness of cannabis products. I know, like, I've noticed that every once in a while, if I have an occasion to have too much sugar, my knees hurt. Like within an hour or two, my knees hurt, I'm stiffer, and I realize, ugh, I had 2 whole brownies while I watched that movie, and I don't normally do that, so I'm feeling it. I'm putting the inflammation back in my body. I'm putting the acid back in my body. And, you know, the more you can do to stop doing things that are bad and start doing things that are good, and drinking water and taking a tincture, that's pretty stinking easy.
Yeah.
I mean, we do a lot of things to try to achieve those same goals, and it's the really, really hard way. You know, you don't have to go through all that. And like you said, anytime your body's properly hydrated, it you know, it takes care of a whole lot of issues.
And you know the difference. We're not saying, oh, this should happen or that'll happen. We're not making medical claims. But
of course not.
You know, when I started drinking the water, I had acid reflux and it went away. So I bought a machine.
Well, just like I say about cannabis, you know, everybody's cracks in their health are different. We all have different cracks. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of things that are holistic, meaning it treats the whole body in a singular way, it fills in your cracks, whatever your cracks may be. Your cracks are obviously acid reflux. Mine are insomnia and anxiety and chronic pain. And, you know, yours are whatever yours are. It fills in the cracks and allows the body to do what the body is supposed to do, which is heal itself the way God made us. So that's the fascinating part to me. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up the show with Bill and Mike from Congan Water.
Back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of today's Sweet Home Cannabama. We're talking about Congan water with Bill and Mike. Mike, I want to talk about why you would want to get free water at a CBD store. We've already talked about how the hydrogen water works. And so I want to go into a little bit more about how it works with cannabis.
Well, the hydrogen water works real well with any herb.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out myself when I started drinking the water. Well, first, I came to Cannabama about 4 months ago and mm-hmm. bought, and I got like 1,500 milligram
right.
bottle of CBD. I took it home, and I used it for about 4 or 5 days and really didn't see any. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt a little bit, but
right.
not much. I started to drink the water, and then I went back to the CBD. And what I found was I'd drink like a glass of water and then take another eyedropper full of CBD,
mm-hmm.
and I got immediate results.
Right.
Literally immediate results. I mean, within 5 minutes, I was walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the first time in 50 years.
Right. So is that because the hydrogen water not only hydrates the body properly, but
it opens up your cells.
Yes. Yeah. So it makes the CBD more absorbable, increasing the
exactly.
bioavailability.
Exactly.
We talk a lot about bioavailability.
Exactly. And see when you're just taking normal CBD, okay, let's just say a 500 milligram bottle, okay,
right.
you're just trying it. Okay, each dose is like 12.5
mm-hmm.
Milligram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, without the water, your body is actually using about 5 milligram of
right.
of that 12.
Right.
With the water, it's using about 10.
Wow.
So people with high dosages of CBD can actually cut back
right.
with the water.
Right. Or if they're, you know, if they're trying to stick within a certain serving size to save money,
right.
you know, get
exactly.
just a good enough result because they can't really afford a high potency, they're going to get way more bang for their buck if their cells are open and the body can take it in immediately and use it right away. And
exactly.
Does it make the uptake quicker?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the best you can hope for with a sublingual, if you hold it in your mouth long enough, is 10 or 15 minutes.
Right, right. So, you know, when I found out about the water, that's why I called you.
Right.
You know, and,
yeah.
you know, I've been in the cannabis business since 1965.
Right.
We go
yeah.
back to the prankster days.
Right.
But I've been working with CBD and things for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And the water is just, it makes it... It basically makes the herbs,
mm-hmm.
CBD, anything natural,
mm-hmm.
just work stronger and quicker.
Right, right, right.
And
okay.
So when I called some people in Colorado, they all acted like I'm, you know, I was stupid because I hadn't heard about it.
Right.
You know, everybody in Colorado is using this
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
and you know, Colorado and Oregon, and now I found out that the cannabis farms are actually using the water to grow the cannabis and things like that.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Better results.
And there's we're gonna actually have some classes set up because Sunday night when you came in and gave us a demonstration and we had a really nice long thorough class. There was not very many of us, so we got to ask a lot of questions and we took our time and I learned so much. And there is a lot like cannabis. There's a lot to really fully understand it. And so I'm going to start planning a series of classes so that we can sort of expound on it every new class and really take it to the next level. We always, whether it's the water, whether it's cannabis or anything else, you know, other herbs, we want you to understand what it is, what it does, how it works, and how to use it properly, because you can have all the book, you know, facts and all the knowledge, but if you don't really know how to apply it, there's no benefit to you. So we like to make sure that people have an opportunity to talk to the people around us in the community and the industry that know the most and the best. So we're going to actually set some classes up, and you'll be able to try the water. As soon as we get them set up and announce it, you'll be able to come in and try it in the store. You know, we'll probably have a couple fun days where we are going to give away also a single serving of oil so that if you have experience with oil, you'll see the difference. And if you've never tried it before, it might just blow your mind.
So, and it's all free.
Yeah.
It's all free.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can come in and purchase the oil. Let's say you're repurchasing. You've bought it before. Try the water right there with your sample. And you tell us, you know, it's not – we're not trying to convince anybody. This actually works. We're just trying to inform and give you options. And then if you come back to us and say, oh, my gosh, like I did, I said, oh, my gosh, I'm living without heartburn. I love this. It changes your life.
Yeah.
I had a lady with in Pensacola with restless leg syndrome, and she was up 16 hours a day, and her legs were violently kicking, and she was going to commit suicide. And I gave her the water, and because it has an electrical charge to it, it fixed the electrical current in her body. It just filled it in again.
Right.
It isn't that she got healed because of the water, but her body got into balance, like cannabis
homeostasis
does. And so once it's in balance, it heals itself. And now she's at the farmer's market selling her wares, and she's fine, and it completely changed her life. And I never expected that kind of dramatic change.
Right.
But it's so funny when people are dehydrated or when they don't have the proper electrical current in their body, the antioxidants, they can be miserable, and doctors often can't figure it out.
Right.
And it's so simple.
I think most of us probably have a very low understanding of the fact that the human body is very much electrical and chemical. You know, you don't think of electricity and chemistry, you know, unless you understand those things. You don't really think about those things. But, you know, just like in a house, if the wiring goes bad, you know, it'll catch fire and burn down.
Yeah, your body runs at a minus 100 to 200 millivolts. And if you're not in a negative charge, like if you get up to minus 50 or even minus 25, you can't heal. Your mind can't communicate.
And that's where
joints.
A lot of us are.
Yes. So the water has, you know, if you're getting it and taking it home, it might be minus 300, but that's still more than fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And it adds the electricity back into your body so that many times things like seizures and jerkiness or mental problems, because your brain is 85% water. Think about that. Your whole head is just water.
Right.
So when you give it the proper water, things go away
that
are incredible.
Right. Well, and water, it makes sense. I mean, this occurred to me, but water is conductive. So
if there's no minerals in it, it can't conduct, and that's why the minerals in the water are so important.
But if you are lacking in hydration, your body does not have the conducting ability to get those messages all the way to their destination. And that is amazing. I love learning new things and that light bulb moment.
For the brain to heal, it has to send messages to the body to do certain things, like build up antibodies if you have a cut.
Right.
You know, and so if you slam your toe with a hammer, it sends that, says protect your toe. You go, ow.
Right.
All
stop
that's
doing
done
that.
Through electrical current. So if you are losing that electrical current, but the problem is there's no real money in this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, you go
right.
to a hospital, we can drink water for free. So that's why it's not highly promoted.
Right. All right. Well, I want to make sure that everybody understands that we have some of these Kangen water machines on order, and we're expecting them in the next, you know, maybe 7 or 8 days. We're going to have some sinks put in to make it more convenient, order bottles. But as soon as we have the ability to, we want to offer it to you for free. Whether or not you make a purchase, it does not matter. We hope that you will find that whether you have been using one of our products or you are thinking about it, maybe haven't worked up the nerve yet, we want you to have better absorption, more bioavailability, a better rate of success, because there, just like anything else, there is no one thing that can fix everything. As many things as cannabis improves, you know, not having enough water, that's a big deal. That's a very big deal. You can find these machines and a wide variety of CBD products at both of our locations. Our downtown store is 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. And our new store in West Mobile is open, 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. And I just want to say thank you to Bill and to Mike. You guys have gone above and beyond to help me to learn, which is what I do. And so I appreciate being able to learn something new and apply it to the thing that I'm so passionate about.
Well, thank you, too. And we so appreciate your heart to help people. And I encourage folks to just stop in and talk to them. If you've got issues, give it a try. The water's free. The cannabis is close to free compared to medical drugs. And come talk to her and see what can be done.
All right. Well, we will see you guys soon. I know you're going to want to come and try this water. I mean, it's free. You can find us at cannabama.com for any questions or show suggestions, or if you want to maybe get ahead of the line. Thanks for being with us today on Sweet Home Cannabama.